Case number 10,520, Gregory C. White, north of Road 373, 3,175 feet west of Road 365, being in Parcel A, a special use exception for a farm pond, excuse me, on less than 5 acres.
Name and address.
Gregory C. White, 33581 Frankfort, Delaware, 19945.
33581 Vintage Lane, Frankfort. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're requesting, my wife and I are requesting a special use exemption for a farm pond of less than 5 acres. When we bought the property, we didn't find until we applied for our CO that the property was in violation. The bank said they were legally not, that they legally didn't have to tell us that. We didn't find out until we applied for our CO that we were even any violation whatsoever. It was sold, the property was advertised with a pond through the listing agent. None of this was ever brought up in any of the settlement meetings. This was a surprise to us when we went to apply for our CO. We're currently living in the house on the temporary CO.
Did you build the home there?
I know, it was actually a local builder who lost the home and his business and another home behind it. From my understanding, talking to the previous owner, this was all one piece of property, and when he got in financial trouble, he separated this lot off and was trying to sell pieces of the property. Apparently this was, you know, it was 6 acres at the time or more, and it just happened to be, I guess when he put it in, it was not in violation.
So he subdivided the property, and you bought the front part with the pond and the dwelling?
Correct. We purchased 2 acres with the existing homes that we had to make improvements on. It was a new home that was basically 90% complete. We were just looking for something a little bit larger, a family of six.
So Isaac, how was he allowed to subdivide without?
Not answer that question.
When I've
but
come
it went
up,
through a proper just, subdivision?
I think it was okay because it was over 5 acres at one time, and when he split it, then.
But once, when it was, who approved the split? Planning zone?
They would have to have.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be dismissed.
When I came up here to apply for our special request, our well guy that did our geothermal informed us that the tax map for the septic did not match what was on the property, even though the septic is on our piece of property. She suggested I go up to Department of Natural Resources and to just verify with them that something's not wrong, because the other property that he owns is in the process of, the sheriff's actually come to our house saying that this property is going to be going up for sale. We just didn't want it to be in the future an issue with there's actually a barn behind that he uses a construction office, and also his original one-story dwelling is on the property as well, and that behind us. We didn't want that to be an issue because he has his septic tied in. And Denrec, they were not aware that there was a barn back there that was tied into our septic, so I was just trying to get everything taken care of, you know, to protect our interest for the future. We would like to, you know, get the barn as well, but it's not subdivided. We've been trying to get in contact with the bank, but no luck.
Parcel or two dwellings on one parcel?
From my understanding, there was, when they had the construction office back there, they did have an upstairs kitchen, and the county or somebody has come in there and made them pull the stove out, because he showed us the property and said they made us take this out because they had the one-story dwelling they were living in, and also the barn. They had to remove the stove that was in there and just use it basically as a, I guess, the office area.
So now we have an outbuilding, no dwelling?
And it's tied into the septic system on your property?
It was,
so that's bad.
Well, yeah, right now they had their well and septic system tied in to our property, and we've disconnected the well. So basically, they don't have any water to get the septic to our station. We haven't disconnected the septic yet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Didn't you say you bought from a bank?
Yes, it was a foreclosure or short sale, but we did buy it, purchase it from the bank. They were pretty quick on accepting the offer without letting us know.
But they were.
I mean, it was less than 24 hours when we made the offer. And it was as is, but it was something that was not disclosed at the seller's meeting.
So CO, he's waiting for this approval for CO?
Waiting on the approval of this.
Okay.
Do you have any idea how long the pond has been there?
The home was, I believe it was constructed in 2007, the end of 2007.
The home was?
Correct.
But you don't know how long the pond has?
The pond was put in, as far as I know, with the home, which was at the time on over 5 acres. He owned all this parcel together.
Okay. Okay.
I guess y'all will check into the other parcel.
Okay, are there any further questions, Mr. Gate?
With the barn you're talking about?
Yeah. Any further questions?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Yes, sir. Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,520, as I don't believe the special use exception would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties since the pond has already been there for some time.
Okay. Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10,520. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Board stand recess.